And we're back. Hey, this is Mao. This is, of course, Saki Bamagogo, following directly after my other show, The Indie Circuit, here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Show 112, for those of you keeping track at home, and I know you all are. How's everyone doing today? You everyone ready for the next week? Ready, y'all geared up and ready to go? I'm not, but I'll pretend as best as I can. So survived the wedding on the boat, and no shenanigans. Now, I was hopeful that a bunch of jet skis were going to pull up with ninjas to steal the bride, or she was going to leave and jump off into a rowboat and row away, saying, I can't go through with this because I'm actually an alien. None of that happened. So let's just reset expectations right off the bat. It was a fairly standard affair. No ninjas, no jet skis, no boat sinking, nothing. So here's some music. I'll be right back with the actual story.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
I'm alone and a honey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
That was, of course, one of my favorite bands of all time. That was Lulu's Marble. I played Roadrunner. Ah, so? Blue Mau Mau, not to be confused with yours truly, Mau Mau. And Lue Lue. Ah, that band. I don't know. No one's ever heard of them, and I sure do love them. I wish they would have been incredibly successful and been around forever. But 'twas not to be. A car crash claimed the life of the incredibly talented and very beautiful lead singer. And that is, as they say, that. So, first of all, it was cold and rain, not rainy, but cold. I had a cold, which I'm still battling now, as you might hear. So let's just say I was not in the best of moods or in the most. Getting me out of the house as I get older is more and more of an event. And I'm not antisocial, but I'm not antisocial. I'll put it that way. So I prefer the company of my cats and my pinball machines, you know. I don't like venturing out so much anymore. I don't remember ever really I think when I was a kid, I was always running around and doing stuff. But, you know, as I got older and settled down, I really think I just kind of got away from going out. I don't like going out. I don't like going to restaurants. I don't like going anywhere. So I'm a stick in the mud. But, so it was quite the feat to get me out of the house for this wedding anyway. This is my best friend. So, you know, you can't not go to your best friend's wedding. So I was like, okay. And this is this is the guy that did for years and years. We worked together and then we did the TV show together. Like we did a public access show. So it was me and him working on this stuff. He was always around. He was always like one of those friends that no matter how much time had passed, you know, he was always there. He was always your friend. And he's since gone on to bigger and better things. I stayed being a cube monkey, working and watching my life slip away. And he's gone to college, or he got numerous doctorates. He's like very knowledgeable. Now he's working towards a PhD for something that I don't even know what it is. He's incredible at math, incredible at science, incredible at everything. He knows like 4 to 6 languages, some depending on the day. I don't know. So he's really something. And he met a woman and they fell in love as people do when they meet and started dating. And I had never met her, you know, so I was kind of like, all right, I don't know. And to be honest, I still don't feel like I've met her because when you talk to somebody on their wedding day, it's just kind of like, you're getting pulled in so many different directions. But she seems really nice. And I know George is happy. So that's all I care about. I didn't dance the boat was neat. I'll talk about that. Let's go to some more music, and then I'll talk a little bit about the where it went, how it went, and all that kind of stuff.
I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise. I will never die.
Though it was bad weather, boy was watching an apple. sweet, sweet, sweet Dusty.
We'll be right back. will shine its bright away and knock down the manor. How long can we go far away and walk down the manor when the time has come?
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
From the creator of Halloween and the star of The Exorcist, Linda Blair in Hell Night. Garth Manor, where the unseen, the unspeakable, hides its terror in cobwebbed corridors. Linda Blair, Vincent Van Patten, and Peter Barton in Hell Night. From Compass International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thundering across the galaxy and into legend, Space Raiders.
We could fight him.
He's a stowaway on a stolen ship, 10 years old, and 10 million miles from home.
Look, you're a kid, you're no gunner.
I'm the only gunner you got.
Space Raiders, in a last desperate battle.
Come on, kid, let's go get him.
Space Raiders,
Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Ah, sorry about that.
All right, Mal. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law. Not so funny, Meow, is it?
All right, that was Japan Night Sound Sampler from 2010. Oh my God, that's so old. I played, two of them by Rhythm Sauter. Sure, why not? I played Sweet and Still and Bad Is. And then two from Okamoto's. I played Run, Run, Run and Insane Man. And I was Insane Man for not practicing those band names before I clicked record. I was sitting there like, of course, you're used to hearing me stumble over that stuff. All right, I digress. So, get on the boat, dressed up in this suit. I'm like, nothing fits right, you know. And I'm just uncomfortably dressed in a suit. And everyone's there. Also uncomfortably dressed. I'm always happy when I find the one guy that's dressed way worse than me, because then I'm like, well, I'm not that guy, you know. I always have the one guy that shows up in cut off Daisy Duke jeans and boots and whatever else is going on. So I wasn't that guy. I just was middle of the road dressed up guy. And you know, and the wedding was nice. It was great to see him. And then you eat, and you can chew with your mouth closed. And the bad part was, with this wedding, I only knew my friend. One person. I only knew one person on this cruise. So you're like, oh my God, this is, it's very difficult. Because you're not going to meet anybody. You're not going to learn any elaborate backstory about anybody. So, you know, and I try not to be clingy friend guy talking to my friend, because... It's his day. He has to talk to all however many people, 70 people or whatever. So, I mean, he did talk to us for a while, which was great. You know, so me and my wife were there, and we both are very good friends with George. And so we're talking to him, and we got to meet his wife a little bit, and she was nice to me. You know, we're like, yeah, we'll get together soon. Enjoy your day and all that kind of stuff. And it was great, you know, and that was it. You know, and then went back into port. There was one time I was on the back of the boat, like underneath, like where the party deck was. I was quiet and no one was around me. It was nice. And I was like facing towards the back. And I see like a bird. And I'm like, that's weird. And then on the other side, I look to the other side a little bit and I see another bird. I'm like, what's going on here? And I peek around the corner of the boat. And there's like 10 or 15 seagulls just... like a side of the boat, and I'm like, that's odd. And I looked on the other side, and the same thing. And every now and then, one would kind of fall back and then kind of catch up again and get back into the group. And the one lady came out, the person that works in the boat, and I was like, what's with those birds? And she's like, I don't know, they're always there. And I was like, okay, thanks for the answer. And then later, I talked to the pilot. Captain? I don't know, whatever. The guy who steers it, not crashes us. And he... like there was two of them, so they take turns, and I was like, boy, you must be really sick of weddings. And he just started laughing because you could tell from the glazed over look in his eye he's seen a million weddings, and oh my God, he's tired of weddings. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, so what's the deal with these birds? And he's like, oh, well, what happens is because they catch the air coming off the boat, and they literally just effortlessly glide. It's like a freebie, you know. Well, that's pretty cool. So you learn something. If you have to keep after people and ask people, but it was kind of neat. So you just then we came back into port. Didn't crash. Didn't sink. Nothing. Although I didn't see any lifeboats either. So I think we would have just been sitting there in a life vest. It went around the Tampa Bay area, so had that as a backdrop. And when they did their vows and stuff like that, like, and the backdrop was really pretty. It was like this skyline and stuff like that. So it was cool. It was a nice event. But, you know, we went over to Japan for one of our exchange students' weddings. She invited us, and we were official guests. And she got married in Nijojo Castle in Kyoto. So, sorry, everyone in the world. You'll never beat that. Unless you, like, fly us to Mars, you're not going to beat sitting in Nijojo Castle in Kyoto for a formal Japanese wedding. You're not knowing that can't be beat. Like, nothing that happens after, no wedding that happens after this, it will be more grand and spectacular than that. Unless, like I said, fly me to Mars. If there's a Mars wedding, that might be equal to sitting in Nijojo Castle for a wedding. But don't do that. Even if you have a Mars wedding, yes. Any other wedding, don't invite me. I'm good. I'll send you money, and that's cool too. Here's music. That's not me talking about a wedding.
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Take it.
The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
Ah, yes. That insanity can only be Melt Banana from their Charlie album. I played Introduction for Charlie, Circle Jack, Spathic, and Tapir's Flown Away. Aw, come back, Tapir. How you be flying away and stuff. Oh, but yes. So, other than that, was not a very... Then, because then, you know, then Sunday just kind of recovering, just because I this darn cold, tell you, it just won't stay away. It's funny. I had a cold since November, basically. I've had a cold for my entire life at this point. But like, so November, I got a cold when I was over at that pinball show. And that one was nasty. That one was really bad. It just never went away. It would come and go and come and go. And then it subsided and I was feeling better for like 12 minutes. Boom. And I got it again from, I'm not sure if it was from the Petri, that dish that is my work, or it's from my wife who works at a pharmacy. Either way, I got it again. Zing! And I was like, oh! So I'm just, at this point, I'm just waiting for the death virus to come and get me. I think I'll still survive even if I get it, but it's only a matter of time. Let's be honest, I don't foresee me not having something till the end of time. And that's sad. But after a while, you just make peace. And then it's like the Rock of Sisyphus. Once you make peace with your fate, all of a sudden, the pressure lifts. Read your Greek mythology, people. Oh, look at me preaching. Ah, that's enough for tonight. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play some 5, 6, 7, 8s on out the door here. I want to thank you for listening. I want to behoove you to go check out Time Bomb Records and their new website and all that kind of stuff. And, mention my name. You'll get nothing off, no percentage off. And also make sure you check out Poor Man's Pinball Podcast. If you do like pinball stuff and you are interested in that kind of world, they are wacky, and I'm a frequent guest on there. Not frequent. A lot of my stuff's on there. I do the sound bumpers and stuff like that, but I've also done some drop-in stuff. I've also been a guest on there. So make sure you are checking them out and giving them some love. And that's going to be it for this week. This is Mao. This has been Saki Bama Gogo Show 112, and I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And I think by saying that, next week I'll play the bat. Okay, enough.
Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt.
baby, baby, I have trouble.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.